This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Secretariat meeting decides on asking Deputy Spokesperson Sivamaya Tumba Humphrey to resign. Ruling Party and the Opposition Party agree on naming Province 3 Bagmati and keeping Hetona as its capital. And at least 8 people die as a result of severe storms sweeping across parts of the southern US, bringing high winds and heavy rain. Now the news in detail. Central Secretariat of the Nepal Communist Party has decided to nominate a candidate from the party for the post of House Speaker that has been lying vacant since Krishna Bahadur Maharaj's resignation from the post. After the Secretariat meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar yesterday, party spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha said the meeting also decided to make Deputy Speaker Sivamaya Tumba Humphrey resign from the post. Spokesperson Shrestha also said despite the decision of furnishing nomination for the House Speaker, the Secretariat meeting did not decide about person to be nominated. Chief Minister of Province No. 3 Dormani Powdal presented the proposal of deciding Hetona as the provincial capital of Province 3 in the meeting of the Provincial Assembly. The proposal tabled by the Chief Minister was seconded by Nepali Congress Province 3 Parliamentary Party Indra Bahadur Bania and Provincial Assembly Member Rita Mazhai and Rina Gurung from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party United. In the second meeting of the Provincial Assembly yesterday, Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader in the Provincial Assembly Indra Bahadur Bania presented the proposal naming the province as Bagmati. Next meeting of the Provincial Assembly has been called for 9 a.m. today. Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand has urged all communist parties in the country to be united for implementing socialism. At a program organized to welcome new entrants to the party at the party headquarters in Thumbarai yesterday, Chairman Dahal requested all the communist forces for the unification in time. Chairman Dahal reminded that the wave of unification among the communist parties has gained pace despite some rift in the beginning. He claimed that the unification between the CPN Maoist and CPN UML has ensured stable politics and intensified development activities in the country. Nepali Congress has expressed the concerns over the cabinet decision regarding license review of some telecommunication companies. Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said there should not be any kind of partial decision while promoting private companies. Nepali Congress has urged the government to follow a due process keeping all the private companies in equal distance. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Dr. Shashanka Koirala has accused party president Sherbahadur Deuba of showing inability to run the party. He claimed that the party president has no plan to steer the party organization. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, leader Koirala reminded that he waited for 4 years but no new vision and plan came for effective party building. He further claimed that the next general convention of Nepali Congress will change leadership. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has stressed the need for unity among all for defending national integrity and development. In his address during prize distribution ceremony for winners over race competition organized by the Nepal Army Midwest Division headquarters in Butwal yesterday on the occasion of National Unity Day, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government wishes to see all the people united to safeguard national unity and integrity with the protection and promotion of history. The National Unity Day and 290th birth anniversary of late King Prithvi Narayan Shah is being observed across the country amid various programs. Born in 1779, late King Shah unified Nepal, uniting all the divided 22 and 24 states. Late King Prithvi Narayan Shah has great contribution towards Nepal's geographical unification. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said the overall economic indicators of the country are healthy and the economy is moving ahead on the right trajectory. In an interview with National News Agency yesterday, Finance Minister Khatiwada said overall economic indicators were positive and the integrated form of all economic indicators are the economic growth. Finance Minister Khatiwada expressed rather the belief that there would be economic and social transformation in the country. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Bhattacharya has said time has come to stop brain drain. Addressing the 14th anniversary of the Education Consultancy Association Nepal organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhattacharya expressed worry that many people left the country for broad study, resulting in a huge amount of capital flight. He urged the Education Consultancy Association Nepal to play a constructive role to return Nepali students completing higher study abroad. On a different note, he said Visit Nepal Year 2020 was launched to promote Nepal as a huge market of tourism in the world. He hoped Education Consultancy Association Nepal would help bring in tourists in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The stakeholders have stressed on the need of co-work and cooperation among male and females for the desired social transformation. At a program organized to unveil a book penned by Deputy Speaker Shivamaya Tumba Humphrey in Kathmandu yesterday, the stakeholders stressed on the need of extending the reach of women movement though it has got some degree of success. Meanwhile, the writer of the book and Deputy Speaker Dr. Tumba Humphrey said, along with ensuring reach of the women in power and rights, their capacity enhancement is also necessary. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 8 people have died as a result of severe storms sweeping across parts of the southern US, bringing high winds and heavy rain. That's were reported in the states of Alabama, Louisiana and Texas. Hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by power cuts as a result of the storms, while homes have been destroyed and roads flooded. Several tornado warnings were in place on Saturday, with Alabama said to be most at risk. The storms have also brought the threat of ice and snow to parts of the Midwest. Hundreds of flights were cancelled on Saturday at Chicago's two main airports. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets in Iran's capital Tehran to vent anger at officials, calling them liars for having denied shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protests took place outside at least two universities where tear gas reportedly fired. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted support for the inspiring protesters. Iran on a Saturday admitted downing the jet unintentionally 3 days after the crash that killed 176 people. Ukraine International Airlines flight PS752 en route to Kyiv was shot down on Wednesday near Iman Khomeini Airport in Tehran shortly after takeoff and only hours after Iran had fired missiles at two air bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mainly fair in the hilly regions. Thick fog likely to occur at many areas of the Tarai regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 16.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Communist Party Secretariat meeting decides on asking Deputy Spokesperson Shivamaya Tumba Humphrey to resign. Ruling Party and the Opposition Party agree on naming Province 3 Bagmati and keeping Haitonga as its capital. And at least 8 people die as a result of severe storms sweeping across parts of the southern years, bringing high winds and heavy rain. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website, www.radionepal.gov.in, before more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.